After a massive earthquake struck Haiti in 2010, Jake Wood led a group of fellow veterans, as well as some doctors, into the country to do medical triage. That was the first mission for what's become Team Rubicon, a nonprofit Wood co-founded. It consists of about 42,000 volunteers around the country, most with military backgrounds. And when disaster strikes, they head in to help. They'll have responded to nearly 50 disasters this year alone. Wood is also Team Rubicon's CEO, and he'll be in Phoenix tomorrow speaking to the group Arizona Forward. And Jake, why does this kind of work seem to appeal to veterans?
I think veterans, one, see service as a part of who they are. So, you know, they want to be of service to their community and their fellow brothers and sisters. But on top of it, disaster zones present a lot of the same situations and circumstances that battlefields do. There's obviously the destruction, but there's really this chaos, this uncertainty, and this need. And many veterans, I think, feel like they have skills and experiences that can serve in those situations quite well to help people on their worst day.
Yeah. Are there certain skills that veterans sort of gain in the military that can help them in these disaster kind of situations?
Yeah, absolutely. And they range from, you know, things like leadership, which I think, you know, not everyone who serves in the military becomes a great leader, but I think it's probably one of the best leadership development programs in the world. But then you have kind of all these hard skills. You know, there's a lot more to the military than people carrying guns. You know, you have logisticians, you have engineers, you have police officers, firefighters. There's skill sets that span just about any function that you would need after a disaster, but they're trained to do it in the most austere environments, which is really the difference.
How do you think that your military background helped you to both do this kind of work and run this kind of group?
You know, I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps as a scout sniper. I can't say that beyond you know, learning leadership and mission planning, that there was anything that was directly transferable. But I think it's really just an attitude that many people learn in the military, an attitude that is, you know, all about the team, all about mission accomplishment. And, you know, if you can bring that attitude into anything in life, you know, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's a disaster zone, whether it's college, you're going to be pretty successful.
What's next for Team Rubicon? I mean, do you hope to expand in some way? Do you hope to maybe expand your mission in some way?
We're continuing to grow. We're adding about 1,000 new members a month at our current pace. And we really see an opportunity to focus on, you know, the way we're looking at it is the top 300 metropolitan areas in the U.S. over the course of the next 5 years. And how we believe we can measurably increase the resilience and the readiness of those communities by building up well-organized, well-trained, well-equipped Team Rubicons in each of them.
So you're not looking to parachute a team into a disaster. It sounds like ideally you'd like to have people sort of at the ready living in these communities that when something happens, they can just mobilize and they're already there.
We're trying to build the next version of the volunteer fire department. You know, a nationwide organization with standards and frameworks for operating that is anywhere they're needed, whenever they're needed.
Are there certain skill sets that you find are easier or harder to find in your volunteers?
I think the easy one that we see almost, in everyone who joins is, you know, the ability to lead, follow, or get out of the way. You know, veterans are adept at both leadership and followership and working within systems. So we've put out a system that is infinitely scalable, that can expand and contract according to whatever disaster we put them in. And veterans are just very adept at dropping into that system and working seamlessly alongside people that they've never met before.
Do you find that by doing this kind of volunteer work, in some ways it helps veterans transition from the military into civilian life?
Absolutely. You know, we're giving these men and women a mission, and you know, mission is something that they had in spades while they were wearing the uniform and serving their country, and I think that they lose a little sense of that when they get out. So we always talk about restoring within them their sense of purpose, their sense of community. And I think what we've seen both anecdotally and, you know, through, you know, real measurement techniques is that we are having a meaningful impact in that area.
Jake, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again.
Jake Wood is the co-founder and CEO of the nonprofit Team Rubicon. He'll be speaking in Phoenix tomorrow at the group Arizona Forward's annual luncheon.